You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is here. Visit it now. We mean right now. Great content. Lots of pieces posted, written, video, you name it. We've got some good stuff from Kevin Jones, our new staff writer, talking about the draft day movie and how the city of Cleveland is really a featured actor in this movie. And that was the way Ivan Reitman, the director, producer, told me he wanted it done. I've got my daily kickoff there. That's something I urge you to check out. Something new we started in the last couple of weeks is a rundown of what's going on around the National Football League. Interesting stories and tidbits, and I kind of go scouring for that stuff really early in the morning and then share that with you. Today is a piece that includes the fact that Jon Bon Jovi could be part of a group of business investors from Toronto interested in buying the Buffalo Bills, who have some suitors lining up for them. So check that out as well. And I also take a look at the rest of the AFC North teams and what they've done in free agency. Check that piece out as well on ClevelandBrowns.com. Now, let's play a little fact or fiction with our producer, Jason Gibbs.
Fact or fiction?
Good afternoon, guys. Question number one. Simple. Alex Mack will be a Cleveland Brown when the 2014 season begins.
Fact. They will, I believe they will match this offer, and he will be the center for the Cleveland Browns this season.
Fact or fiction?
Vic, would you like to add anything more?
No. I just think it's the right thing to do, the logical thing to do, and it frightens me because everyone agrees. Well, I shouldn't say everyone, but, you know, we heard Don Banks agree, and it seems like everybody's aboard with the idea.
Question number two, the Browns will draft a quarterback with one of their two first-round picks.
With one of their two first-round picks, I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say they have to. I'm going to say that you cut Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, and you basically say quarterback is wide open for us. You've cleared the decks to do this. I don't think you go into the quarterback acquisition in this draft as sort of like the middle round flyer guy or the later round guy who might fall to you, and let's be real clever and get somebody like that. I think you target somebody. I think you decide you want somebody, and you get that somebody somewhere in the first round.
I'm going to say fiction for now. I think it certainly is very possible at 26 or 35 you're going to see that quarterback be taken. So I'm going to say fiction because in my mock drafts I have it happening at 35. I have them going with it, a pick on the lines at 4 and then the cornerback Kyle Fuller at 26. So to me, it's not a foregone conclusion that it is a fact, but it will be with, if you were to say one of the first three picks, because I almost consider 35 basically a first rounder this year, then I would say it would be fact.
Fact or fiction?
All right, that takes us to number three on the list. With one of their first three picks in the draft, the Browns will take a wide receiver.
With one of their first three picks? Yeah, because I think the position in its quality, in its depth of quality, or quality of depth, I should say, will be such that when compared to other spots available, say with that third pick, a receiver will rank higher on their board, and if they stay true to that, they can take one and feel good about one. Yes, I'm going to say fact.
I'm going to say, again, if I could expand it to the fourth pick, which would be 71 overall, I would say
keep
fact.
Adding things,
but
don't
since
you?
It's just the first three, I will say, at least for now, fiction, because I don't have it going that way. However, there are some players that I would absolutely love. If things fell the way that I personally would want and you could come away with a quarterback, a corner, and a receiver the first three picks, that would be ideal to me. Big fan of Allen Robinson at Penn State, Jordan Matthews at Vanderbilt as well. I think both those guys can play. Now, it's possible, though, that you could maybe get one of them or another guy I really like, Jarvis Landry at 71. The values on receivers this year are going to be phenomenal.
Fact or fiction?
Final question today is NFL related. The Pro Bowl moving to Arizona in 2014 is a good thing for the NFL.
I'm going to say fact because the league is playing, walking that line between trying to find ways to keep this game alive, and they did this before with the game being played in Miami, the year the Super Bowl was between the right before that Super Bowl between the Colts and Bears, and had good, as I recall, good numbers, good success. At least the meter moved a little bit, as much as it can for the Pro Bowl. And I think that was the first year, too, that it was played a week before the Super Bowl. So that's another factor. I don't think you can do anything to make this game really compelling or interesting, the game itself. But having it in Arizona, at least from a coverage standpoint, as opposed to Hawaii, you'll get much more media and attendance. You probably can do more things around it that will gain media coverage, and that's about the best you can do with it. But it's going back to Hawaii after that, so the league still is in that quandary of not knowing what to do about the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just good to probably be a little bit easier travel on everybody than going out to Hawaii, although people may have very much liked that travel. So I think it's a good idea, and I think, as you said, it'll keep the event much more organically integrated in everything that goes on during those two Super Bowl weeks, which can get very long, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, right. It gets very long. And it's a long – I've made the trip multiple times for the Pro Bowl. It's a wonderful trip to make. Nothing ever to complain about the chance to go to Hawaii and hang out there.
Who doesn't want to go away?
There's no complaining about that. But it, like you said, though, it does – it takes up a lot of travel time. And players eventually who have gone once or twice – find a reason not to go the third or fourth time, honestly. And that sounds bad, and it sounds like a bunch of, you know, spoiled pro athletes who could go anytime they want to exotic places. But I think that's what it kind of comes down to for some of them. I mean, to his credit, a guy like Peyton Manning always goes out there, and I think he took umbrage with players who didn't, who would sort of find the, quote, excuse not to go.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And speaking of the Pro Bowl, we're going to be talking with a quick – I had a quick conversation with Josh Gordon earlier this week, the Pro Bowl wide receiver of the Cleveland Browns. We'll have that for you when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.